Deathbed confessions. What would be their prayers if they were not dying? Voltaire said, "The Bible is what fools have written, what imbeciles have commanded, what rogues teach, and young children are made to learn by heart." Friends, how many are there today who profess faith in Christ, yet live their lives in service to the devil? Many act more like atheists than they do Christians. It has been said that the reason for atheism in the world is because of the hypocrisy in the church as a whole. I understand what is being said here, though it's not true, nor is it an excuse for critics to excuse themselves from hell, for they are just as guilty as those that they are criticizing. One such atheist just happened to be Voltaire. History tells us the story of the renowned atheist Voltaire, one of the most aggressive antagonists of Christianity. He wrote many things to undermine the church, and once said of Jesus Christ, "Curse the wretch. In 20 years, Christianity will be no more. My single hand will destroy the edifice it took 12 apostles to rear." He said Christianity would be swept away from existence and the Bible would pass into the obscurity of history. Yet, history teaches us, 50 years after his death in 1778, the Geneva Bible Society used his house and printing press to produce stacks of Bibles. Voltaire's house was used by the Geneva Bible Society as a distribution center for Bibles. Since Voltaire's death, millions of copies of the Bibles have been printed. The demand for Bibles obviously increases. The Eternal Book lives on while Voltaire's work have yet to reach a complete English edition. Well, needless to say, Voltaire was less than successful. On his deathbed, a nurse who attended him was reported to have said, "For all the wealth in Europe, I would not see another atheist die." The physician, waiting up with Voltaire at his death, said that he cried out with utter desperation, "I'm abandoned by God and man. I will give you half of what I am worth if you will give me 6 months of life. Then I shall go to hell and you shall go with me. Oh Christ, oh Jesus Christ." Maybe Mr. Voltaire had forgotten that reason is the enemy of faith and that Christians walk by faith and not by sight. Regardless if most agree with what Voltaire had said or not, there is no doubt that 86% of Americans claim to be Christians, but live in direct contradiction of Scripture. "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Therefore, when you are born of the Spirit, you will do the things of the Spirit. They do not walk accordingly as Christ did because they never repented of their sins. "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of yourselves. Yea, what indignation. Yea, what fear. Yea, what vehement desire. Yea, what zeal. Yea, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. This all comes with working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, sanctification, under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, and justification by faith." How foreign this is to most Christian professors in America today. They somehow believe that their church overseer is going to open the door for them to get into heaven. Boy, oh boy, are they sadly mistaken. I've had an older lady tell me that her children and grandchildren can live like the devil all week, but they better be in church on Sunday. That is often what is seen today. What's worse is those who believe that they're going to live their selfish little lives and somehow are going to end up in heaven. I don't know how they come up with this. It's not scriptural, friends. Furthermore, if these people were not dying, how many of them would continue on in their sins? Deathbed repentances are often overlooked as very sincere, although too frequently we fear they are but the first gnawing of the worm that never dies. A woman many years ago was condemned to death for murdering her child and was hung in the grass market at Edinburgh. She very diligently improved the 6 weeks allowed by the Scotch law previous to her execution and the ministers who were with her continually gave it as their opinion that she died in the sure and certain hope of salvation. The appointed day came, she was hung, but it being very rainy and no awning having been prepared. God calls to the Christian churches today, it is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, we've got much to cover, but we're going to be hitting this today for absolute certainty, friends, talking about, and the doctors are just baffled. They just don't know what's going on. And I'm going to give you an update as to what we haven't been covering for the very purpose of staying on the topics that we did cover. So I'm going to get caught up to those as to where we left off and just show you the importance of, again, understanding this isn't gone away, folks. It's going on. It's continuing on. And now they're gearing up to go ahead and do it again concerning this Genius Act, just so you know. And I'm keeping hot on this trail for the purpose of keeping people awake to what's going on rather than inundating them from 15 different directions and confusing them and, you know, and leaving people with their hands up in the air saying they don't know what to do. We don't want that. We want to stay on what's important here. And the objective here is to show the people to take responsibilities concerning themselves first and foremost before the Lord. And secondly, they're said representatives, friends, because as you all the well know, what's going on in this country is out of hand. We are in some dangerous times. John Adams said there is danger from all men. The only maxim of a free government ought to be to trust no man living with power to endanger the public liberty. So we're going to be covering much of a variation of topics once again today. I do want to let you know, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, we'd love to have you. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 8 to 10 articles posted every single day from contributors across the country. And as I say, as the Sons of Issachar knew the times, so do these men. They are preachers. They are constitutional attorneys. They are former military, so on and so forth. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to call in at any time, please do. We'd love to hear from you. Don't wait till the last segment. You always do that, people. I don't know why you do that. But I don't want you jumping the gun either. So give me a moment of time to get into the topics before you give me a call, okay? Add to, take away, whatever you'd like to do. Jude 3-4. We always make it your show as promised. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsofliberty.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, the list goes on. Now, I want to jump on this again for the sake of time. And what's interesting is CNN is busted again. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but CNN, Communist Network News, you know, all these networks are all bought and paid for. You all the well know that, especially those that listen to the show on a 24/7 basis. And what I'm talking about is, well, folks, do you realize that they get less than 2 million people viewing them every day with all the money and sponsors? Did you know that? Isn't that crazy? You know, the fact of the matter is independent media gets more attention than these paid outlets do. See, so what they do is they use these three-letter alphabet unconstitutional agencies and big tech companies to censor these independent media outlets because they're garnering the attention because they know that independent media is going to tell the people the truth. And we all know that that's a fact as well. But I want to show you this, and I want you to listen carefully because CNN is busted again, and it's one of those things I get caught up on. And again, and again, and again, MSNBC busted again, and again, and again, and again, Fox News busted again, and again, and again, and again, and the list goes on concerning all of these outlets that have been given options to you by the CIA, who controls the narrative. Well, they've been busted again, and I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. And then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you the relevance of why people are bothered by this. Listen carefully. This is CNN. When they originally aired a video on CNN, they're going to play that first, and then secondarily, you're going to hear the CNN-edited video upload, how they doctored it up, friends. And again, folks, they don't have the right to lie, but yet they do it. Check this out.
Insurrection. Does the administration still plan to abide by that ruling?
Well, the administration filed an appeal this morning with the Ninth Circuit.
This guy's name is Stephen Miller. He's about as creepy as they get, by the way, but listen carefully as to what he says.
I would note the administration won an identical case in the Ninth Circuit just a few months ago with respect to the federalizing of the California National Guard. Under Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has plenary authority.
Okay, now listen, he stops right in the middle of the interview.
Stephen?
Folks, I think they're just bad actors, but the point is that they made it. They're not hiding this from you. They let the people know exactly what they were talking about. He said, Stephen Miller did, this creepy guy that was being interviewed by CNN. He said plenary, okay, power. And I want you to understand why people have a problem with what he just said. Keep in mind, the globalists will always do everything that they do right in front of you. And they just did it again. What does plenary mean? It means full, complete, unrestricted authority or power over a subject or a process. What he just got done saying is Donald Trump has as much authority as he wants to. It's unrestricted. Okay? And then he stops in the middle of the interview. Okay? And then now what I want to do is go on the other side of this. Listen to the edited side once people caught on to what was going on here.
Hey, Stephen, can you hear me?
He just stopped in the middle of the interview.
White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy.
Hey, now
Stephen,
this is the
Miller.
Edited
my
version.
My question was whether the administration still plans to
now tell me if you hear that word plenary
judge's
again.
Order restricting any National Guard troops from being sent to Oregon.
Well, the administration will abide by the ruling insofar as it affects the covered parties, but there are also many other options the president has to deploy federal resources and assets out of the U.S. military to Portland. But I was making the point that under federal law, Section Title 10 of the U.S. Code, the president has the authority anytime he believes federal resources are insufficient to federalize the National Guard to carry out...
With congressional approval... In congruence with the U.S. Constitution, he does not have unlimited, unrestricted plenary authority, just to make clear.
A mission necessary for public safety. So it's important to understand
it's
that
always,
Portland,
the excuse is always, it's for the good of the people, public safety, for your health. No, folks, that's the words they use to put everybody to sleep by appeasing them. And he's doing the exact same thing here.
Officers have been subjected to over 100 nights of terrorist assault.
Okay, so the point is CNN, once they edited this, they uploaded the video without the word plenary in it. Okay, so they took it out. This is why nobody trusts them. This is why nobody believes them. Because they have a long history of lying. And people are tired of it. Proverbs 19:9. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, KLKS, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m., both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions in answer to the corruption that we are experiencing within the Capitol walls in Minnesota. The days of complaining about what so many tolerate must come to an end. Enough is enough. It's time for lawful justice. This will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th. At 6 p.m.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does, and the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad, but if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I had somebody yesterday bring up a point to me, and if I'm not being accused of being anti-Semitic, which is nonsense, my Lord is Jewish, that's just absolutely ridiculous, and I'm not trying to play on the defensive here, but I am going to hold to the truth of the matter, okay? And whatever I'm guilty of, I'll hold to if it's on the Word of God and within the confines and the scope of authority concerning the Scriptures, period, okay? So yesterday, not only was I being accused of being anti-Semitic without even knowing what they were talking about, of course, not making distinction between the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Now, I brought up this several times. And again, people say, well, I get it. Okay, well, there's other people that still don't get it because they don't want to get it. And yet they're still slinging accusation out there. And I'm okay with the accusation. But I do want people to be educated in the process of this fight. It's not just I'm not here putting on a show for the people. We're not trying to throw out topics to get clickbait. I could care less about that. If that's what kind of people that are drawn to those sorts of outlets, good for them. Go for it. It's going nowhere. We want substantive people. We want to raise up disciples here. That's our objective. And we want to educate people in the process. And the reason I'm saying that is yesterday, now somebody came on the tail end of that and said, I got a real problem with the way Bradley talks about the Jews of the Lord. And it's like, okay, how is it that you have a problem? And I'm not backhanding you. I'm explaining my position, and which is premised on the Word of God, in the Word of God only. Not my opinion, but the Word of God. There's a distinction. And when you look at Romans 11:23, friends, you have to look at it in context. And they also, if they abide still in unbelief, speaking of the Jews, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Now, who's he talking about? He's talking about the seed of Abraham, and he's talking about those that received the promise that was given to Abraham in Genesis 12:3. Just making clear, okay? So there is the Jews of the Lord, and by the way, guess what? The Jews of the Lord are the ones that are standing up and calling out Zionism, which your current administration is showing allegiance to, along with this entire administration, and what they're showing alliance to concerning Mylakowski. But the Jews of the Lord, which will be engrafted in again, and there's also Messianic Jews, and the list goes on, but the ones that we're highlighting right now are those that are going to be engrafted back in. Read Romans 11:23. Read the whole chapter, as a matter of fact. But again, we have the Jews of the Lord calling out the Zionists just the way Bradley is. That is not anti-Semitism, friends. That's making distinction. Because a man calls himself a Christian and he doesn't act as a Christian, is it am I being anti-Christ for calling him out for his disobedience towards Christ? Absolutely not. 1 John 2:4 tells us just that. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Is that not exactly what Jesus was doing when he was calling out those of the synagogue of Satan in John 8:44, and then making another point in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9? Yes, and aren't we supposed to make distinction in Romans 2:28 and 29? Yes, we are. We've been taught to do that. Now, I want to bring up another video here because I'm just going to keep throwing this out there until people finally get a hold of it again, because that's my objective. Not just to be right, not just to be, you know, going out there and browbeating people. No, let's educate people in the process. If people want to test their steel, they can go ahead and do that. They got the phone lines right now. 281-845-4704. I want to go over to another Jewish fellow that is making distinction concerning what's going on here and how it is. Again, that people cannot make the distinction between the Jews of the Lord and the synagogue of Satan are the fruit. You judge men by what they do, not by what they say. Check this out.
My name is Rabbi David Feldman. I would like to state that the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, which conflates anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, is misleading, unjust, and dangerous.
It's misleading, unjust, and it's dangerous, he said. So he's going to give you the distinction.
Judaism and Zionism are diametrically opposed.
Okay, now we're talking about the Judaism, the adherence of the Old Testament here, okay? I know that people have different versions of that, but that's the one that we're talking about here, okay? And that's the one he's talking about as well.
Judaism is a religion, while Zionism is a political movement.
Judaism is a religion, while Zionism is a political movement. This is what your said president is supporting, Americans. A political movement. Okay, this is just another group of people. Again, we all know the history of it. Thomas Herzl, an atheist, established with the Rothschilds the Ballflower Declaration. Okay, with that, Rothschild comes up, said, we created modern-day Israel. All of the prime ministers, they use false aliases. It's not their names, and they're not Jewish. They're not from that fatherland. That's Palestinian land, okay? Here we have a Jew making clarity and distinction concerning what the Jews of the Lord and who they are and what they define out to be in comparison, in contrast, to Zionism. In Zionism, or what are they? Just a bunch of people using another mask, playing the good guys while they attack, and then they play the victims when the cameras are there. That's what they're doing, and that's exactly what this gentleman tells us.
It's unjust to falsely accuse and silence righteous people, Jews or non-Jews alike.
There you go.
Who deserve the freedom of speech, to express their religious convictions or moral conscience. It is unfair to the brutally oppressed people of Palestine, including little children, who deserve the world's outcry in their defense.
See, so what they're worried about, friends, is that you're going to lump them in the lot with Mylakowski, who's claiming to be Jewish, which he's not. He's saying make distinction, because what he's doing is he's jeopardizing Jews worldwide, because when they hear the word Jews, you right away, you pick up the thought, because the mainstream media continuously inundates the people with this and brainwashing them through their propaganda outlets, that somehow or another, when you say the word Jew, the first person you think of is Mylakowski. He's saying, no, that's not us. That's what this guy is saying, is that is not us.
And it is dangerous for Jews when Zionism is conflated with Judaism. It is the IRA definition and the Zionists who promote it that generalize all Jews and make them all accountable for the ongoing crimes committed by the State of Israel.
Okay, so really what it comes down to, friends, is making distinction between that which is just and that which is unjust. I just want to play one more portion.
The DNA test for all the Israelis.
A piece of Owen Schroer. He brought this out some time ago. He's sitting here having a conversation with this heretic. He's a heretic. His name is Greg Locke. He's the guy that left his secretary for his wife. It's interesting how very few want to talk about that. But he's a total Zionist. He knows nothing about what he's talking about. He's a snake oil salesman is what he is. We had him on the show before. And I'm not, again... Name calling him, friends. This is just who the guy is. And it's interesting that he's got this full allegiance to Zionism in modern day Israel. And a guy's worth $100 million. You can always follow the money trail to see who's interconnected. And I want you to understand something, friends. They're being lied to, and they're lying to the people because they've sold themselves out. Now, after Owen Schroer highlights all of the names of the said prime ministers since the inception in 1947, 1948 is modern day Israel, I want you to listen carefully as to what Owen said to Greg Locke, because Greg Locke stood there with no gainsay. I'm sorry, sat there with no gainsay, looking like a knucklehead that he was, trying to justify what he clearly could not justify. Here's the information, people, that will bring clarity to your understanding when it comes to modern day Israel. By the way, I watched a video before the show today, and they were asking world leaders about Netanyahu, Mylakowski. Every single one of them, when asked, can you trust him? Every single one of them said, no, he's a liar. He lies all the time. He lies all the time. Friends, your government is supporting this guy by the dictates of Mylakowski, who is going out there worldwide telling again for the third day in a row, I'm telling you this, friends, that he's going around in his region bragging about how he controls Donald Trump and the Congress in America. You better understand your money, your tax dollars are being illegally reallocated to support those that mean to bring harm to us. Remember, the same people responsible for Gaza are the same ones doing to you what they did to Gaza. And just keep in mind, friends, you're having a soft version of it right now. But as long as they continuously support those people, you see what those people are responsible for concerning Gaza, you better understand that that's coming your way too, if you don't put a stop to it. I'm going to come back on the other side of this hard break here, friends, and I'm going to play Owen Schroer, and I'm going to go ahead and give you distinction, allow him to give you distinction, just so you can understand how much you're being lied to in this country. And if you don't put a stop to it, you can mark my words, they're going to push, these scoundrels will push America into another war. Mark those words. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wanted to give you guys a heads up to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check out not only the schedule, but the stores over there as well. All of your orders, they will go out first thing in the morning. You'll have your orders in most cases within 2 to 3 days. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. Just wanted to give you that heads up real quick. Also wanted to give a verbal shout out concerning the event tomorrow in Brainerd, Minnesota at Jack's Bowl. This will be taking place at 6 p.m. in Brainerd, Minnesota. If you're in the five-state area, do come out. We're bringing out Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson in dealing with the corruption that we see in the state of Minnesota. The people in the state, 5.9 million people, have had enough. And I guess tomorrow we're going to see how many people really mean what they say. That's in Brainerd, Minnesota tomorrow, 6 p.m. At Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. Again, Looking forward to meeting you. Now, I want to go back over to this really quick, and I mean really quick, because what I have here is Owen Schroer just bringing up the point, and I've seen several of these videos, and it's fantastic. And when I hear this, I ask myself the question, what is it that people don't understand? That's not who they are. I mean, people have, because they follow Trump and it's idolatry, they've left off the Lord, they fear the Lord, but they serve their own gods. It's called idolatry, Acts 12:22. But what's interesting about it is they throw off the Lord, they take adherence to Donald Trump, who's a scoundrel. They fail to judge him by his fruit, where he says the opposite of what he does in every scenario, almost, literally. And what they do is then they follow the one that he follows, who he's subjected to, not realizing that he is subjected to the likes of Mylakowski, who's a war, an international war criminal, cross-check everything I'm telling you. And the American people say, well, if Donald Trump trusts him, then I trust him. Wait a second. But it's not who he is. It's not what his name is. His own people impeached him. Doesn't that tell you what you need to hear? But no, people just, oh no, you're anti-Semitic. That's fine. Call me all the names that you want. I mean, they called my Lord Beelzebub. They called him the devil. It's totally fine, but you need to understand that I'm not going to bear your reproach. It's going to fall back on you because you reject the truth of the matter. It rains on the just and the unjust. You better understand that what you cast out there and I'm talking about the seed that you sow in an unrighteous way, when it rains, because it's raining all the time, in the spirit, the law is perpetual, bringing to the light the truth of the matter and reaping what you sow. And I said two different things there, but you better understand that just because you reject the truth, you better not think for one moment, don't deceive yourself into believing that there's no consequence for not holding to the truth or coming to the realization of the tangibility of the light that the Lord has given you. You're absolutely out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Well, you know, as long as I don't know, I'm okay. Really? That is the most ignorant thing, or one of them, that I've heard in all of my life. But yet America is filled with these people. They think that if they just ignore the bad, that it's going to go away. Is that what's been going on in this country, friends, over the last 60 and 70 years? Nope, things are getting worse and worse, and their country's being turned into hell, and they just want to act like it's not happening, to their own demise. The Bible says that they'll be taken into the very pit that they themselves have dug. Workers of iniquity. The Lord calls them heathen. 9:16 and 17 of the book of Psalm. Read it when you get a moment. Let's go over to Owen. Again, trying to get people to understand clarity here, and listen to what he says about all of the prime ministers in Rothschild's Israel. Did you really expect them to tell the truth? That's probably what I should propose to the people. Did you really expect the devil's going to tell you the truth this time? Listen to this.
I would bet you, if you did a DNA test for all the Palestinians and a DNA test for all the Israelis, the Palestinians have more actual genetic ties to that landmass than the Israelis, who are mostly Eastern European. This is every prime minister of Israel. First one, David Gurion, real name.
These are the prime
David
ministers.
Grun, born in Poland. Next one, Maszy Sherit, real name Maszy Shertok, born in Ukraine. Then Levi Eshkol, real name Levi Shkolonik, born in Ukraine. Next one, Yigal.
These are the ones that are playing the Jewish prime ministers in modern-day Israel. It's not their names, and it's not where they're from. Are you getting this?
Alon, real name, Yigal Pikovich. Next one, Golda Meir, real name, Golda Mabovich, born in Ukraine. Next one, Manachin Begin, real name, Mazi Chekslaw Begum, born in Ukraine. So I can go on and on and on. Almost every single one of them has a fake name, and nearly every single one of them is actually from Eastern Europe. Even Netanyahu's real name is Mylakowski.
Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. What part of that
the Palestinians
don't
have,
the American people understand? What is it that they don't understand?
Or,
I mean, if that was anybody else, they'd be screaming him down. He's a liar. But you know what? You live in a country, friends, where they pay, you know, $100 a ticket to go watch a bunch of full-grown men in a pair of skivvies wrestle each other with the WWF, and they actually, they deceive themselves into believing that it's a real match out on the match. And I'm talking about out on the mats where they wrestle. And yet behind closed doors, that's not their real name. Behind closed doors, those that are fighting against each other are best men in their friends' weddings. They're best of friends because they travel together. They make the money by creating this contention between the two of them, which is completely fabricated. I mean, and yet people give them $100. I mean, you know what? You know what? Here's a case in point, friends. And this is a fact. Did you know that when Sylvester Stallone goes into Philadelphia, do you know that more people know who Stallone is? Do you know that more people believe that Philadelphia is known for Sylvester Stallone, which is not even his real name? Do you know that more? He's more popular in Philadelphia than our forefathers are. And you know what they call Sylvester Stallone when he goes into Philadelphia, friends? Rocky. He said they never call me Sylvester. Well, because it's not his name. His name is Michael Cardone. Okay, so the point is, people are so deceived that they're okay with it. And I could go on down, I could run down that channel for 15 more minutes just telling you how people are willfully deceived. Hey, here's another one. NFL's completely rigged. We played the videos. The American people have known this since the 1980s. People behind the closed doors. Baseball games have been rigged. We know the NFL is rigged. The players are coming out now telling you it's all rigged. The NBA, you have Shaq O'Neal coming out and saying, we already know who's going to win the NBA tournament, the finals. We already know where we're going to be going. It's all pre-planned. It's all predicted. But the people out there, they don't want to hear that. They want to be deceived. They want to enjoy. They want to be entertained. They want to be entertained out of their freedoms for some reason because they're so unwilling and ungrateful to actually stand up and fight for them. I think you get the point. It's embarrassing, isn't it, people? Oh, it really is embarrassing. Okay, let me go over to this. And I want to really nail this because I've been tapping into this for some time now. And I'm changing gears a little bit. But again, if you want to call in 281-845-4704. And yeah, I get worked up. People say, why do you get so worked up? Now, that's not the right question. The question is, how come you don't get worked up? How come you're not angry about what's going on? I'll tell you why. Because you're compromised. You're okay with it. Scripture talks about this quite a bit. People are okay with it. That's why they're not mad about it. I ask my wife all the time, why is it that I'm the only one angry about the lies that prevail through the mainstream media? How come I'm the only one that takes it to heart? And it takes out my spiritual sword and goes after it. Or to take the axe and to lay it to the root of the tree. To drop the whole tree. Because people are okay with the lying branches on the tree. That's why. Let me go forward. Time magazine had, again, the audacity to come out and put out there in front of the American people our cancer mystery. Why is it now striking us so young? I mean, outside of the fact that we look at the thousands of chemicals that have been added to our food by corporations to genocide us, if it's not been the plandemic, we know that's where all of this is coming from. Well, if it's not there, it's your air. Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, chemtrails. If it's not your air, it's your water. They're poisoning your water. They're poisoning your food. And again, Americans, you know this is true. That's where all this is coming from. But Time Magazine wants you to play the fool and ask the question, where is this? Where is this coming from? They're baffled. Our cancer mystery. Why is it now striking us so young? Well, some people think that this topic's a thing of the past. Well, it's not. Here we have Ben Lewis, Australian actor known for playing the Phantom in The Phantom of the Opera and Love Never Dies. He's passed away at 46 years old. I don't, again, understand where people are thinking that this is something concerning a thing of the past because, as I've said before, friends, I have a friend that keeps me posted on a daily basis concerning all of the deaths that have taken place up to today.
All that talk you heard about
up to today, friends, okay? And I was just going to pull up something here, but I want you to see it for yourself. This is happening all day long where I'm getting emails from people, namely my friend, telling me, look at this, probably two or three times a day. Here's another one. And the American people could care less. The ones that care are the ones that lost somebody, no doubt. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We're talking about our cancer mystery, right? Just it's a mystery, friends. The doctors are baffled. No, they're accomplices to the crime. Why it's now striking us so young. I was showing you pictures on social media platforms during the break. Young people, young kids, young men, and I could spend all day, literally, showing you all of these videos. As a matter of fact, I have another one pulled up right now. This one that beguiled the people, former YouTube CEO, admits to pulling over 1 million COVID videos to silence anti-vaxxers. Folks, if that what I just said, is not enough for the people to stand up and hold them accountable, because there's enough. We don't need more evidence. We know the truth of the matter. But this Susan Diane Wojcicki from Santa Clara, California, who admits to pulling over 1 million COVID videos, in other words, to get people the truth and warning them concerning the dangers of the experimental jab. And I know people don't want to hear this, but Donnie, you know, scoundrel Trump, he was actually an investor into J&J and Johnson & Johnson. And people don't, but they just usher him right back into the people's White House to do it again. Oh, rest assured, America, he's doing it again. He's doing it a lot worse than he did the first time. Not only is there a surveillance system modeled after the Chinese system, social credit score in China, to monitor every person in this country with the excuse of the illegals. He's not going after those that illegally, treasonously brought him into the country. No, it's aimed at you. That was the excuse, right? And if that's not good enough for you, creating a digital system to go cashless. Oh, he said he wasn't going to do it. I know. He said he was going to stop the abortion agenda too, only to find out that he added $600 million more than Barack Hussein Obama did, right? You can go ahead and accept the lie all that you want to. The fact of the matter is you're going to live the consequences as an accomplice before the Lord for not standing up against it. Prepare to meet your God. That's what scripture tells us in the book of Amos. But isn't this interesting? Right in front of our faces, here's another one. Oh, it's just a big mystery, friends. We don't know what's going on. We can't make sense of all of this. Check this out. This guy seemed to be one of the only ones that had the intestinal fortitude to actually say what needed to be said during this interview. And I want you to hear it.
New vaccines that they're pushing out now.
I mean, I think that going and getting a COVID-19 booster is now reserved for the mentally ill and those who are making a political statement. I've seen this. I'm not going to listen to anything Secretary Kennedy says. I'm going to go get a COVID-19 booster. There is nothing, and we document this very, very carefully in our book. There's nothing in the COVID-19 vaccine program, starting with the fact they don't work. They don't prevent infection.
Oh, they work. They work, people. But they don't work the way that they're sold us concerning prevention is better than cure, right? No, absolutely not. They work. It was like when everybody was telling me about how Barack Obama, everybody was awake to him, and you know he's creating all these dependencies concerning Obamacare. I said, he's not losing. He's winning, dummy. Are you paying attention? He's not losing. He's winning. He doesn't care that you sit and call him names all day. He's winning. And you think he's losing. I'll tell you how he's winning is you're tolerating him to continuously assail you. That's what he's doing, and that's what he did. And that's what this guy's saying, too. But I just wanted to make clear in putting it into perspective that, no, they work. 30 million people gone now, people. They work.
And transmission. The entire COVID-19 vaccine program is a fraud. So I think the American people are going to have to wake up to this reality.
And David McCullough sitting right next to him and didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. I want you to listen to one more thing. I see those calls. I want you to hear this because he's predictively telling you what he needs to tell you as a faithful witness that delivers souls. Former vice president of Pfizer speaking out against or about 2030 agenda. Listen carefully, friends, because this is what's coming your way now.
I think this is just the beginning. Yes. So I've learned when people tell you what they're going to do, don't ignore them. So when the UN and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab tell you that they've got a UN 2030 plan with sustainable development goals, I think there are 17 or 21 of them, and every one of them says, you won't be traveling, you won't have a private car, we won't be using international shipping to move goods around, there won't be any flights except military or perhaps very rich people, you won't own anything and you'll be happy, you probably won't live in your own house, you'll be using much less energy for everything, including heating, manufactured goods, and so on. When they tell you that, you should assume that they're serious about it. And so I think COVID has been part one of a multi-act play that's going to take 10
He's
years.
Exactly right.
That will destroy the liberal democracies completely. We've already, if you think living in a democracy, now ask yourself who you could vote for that would change this, because I don't think there's anyone you can vote for anywhere that would is guaranteeing things. So I don't have an answer, but I'm telling you, I think we're sliding down through the gates of hell. I'm speaking out. There's nothing in it.
Isn't that interesting that he would use that verbiage? I think that we're sliding down into the gates of hell. Yep, because the people, again, worldwide know who the bad guys are, and they're re-engaging to assail them again on another day. And it's what they're doing. You guys know all the well, I brought this up on Monday about Bill Gates. He's saying that, listen, if you don't take the digital currency, this madman criminal responsible for genocide, responsible as an oligarch for dictating politicians worldwide to push through his agenda concerning his investments, he's the one that said, if you don't take the digital ID, he said it must be accepted by U.S. citizens by 2028, otherwise risk exclusion from society. Folks, one man. Stacy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got about 2 minutes and I got another call, so can we make it quick, please? Thanks for calling in. It's all yours.
Thank you. I'm mad like you. I'm always told I'm a conspiracy nut, but $300 billion buys a lot of people. If they repeat the lie often enough, they think that'll work, and it has worked in the past, but I think we're waking up. We saw in a new study that showed that 30% of the people who took, or you're 30% more likely to get cancer if you take the jab. And we have deception in the media, in medicine, in politics, in education, and everywhere. I feel like I'm living in Satan's season.
Yeah, well, Yeah, and it doesn't have to be that. Thanks for the call. Totally appreciate it. I do want to highlight this. Florida declares victory for liberty and parental rights, ends school vaccine mandates. They just told on themselves, folks. They never had the right to force anybody in the first place. What do you mean victory? What do you mean parental rights? The state doesn't have any children? My goodness, folks. Let me go back to something that Stacy just said. Thomas Aquinas said this. He said, he who is not angry when there's just cause for anger, they're immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you can live in amid injustice without anger, you're an immoral as well as an unjust person. He's exactly right. We got John calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? We got about a minute and a half.
Definitely exactly what you just said. It's a righteous indignation. But as far as our, you know, I don't think that because I'm a book collector and I collect old books that, and I read them, that the word cancer wasn't in our lexicon, in our language until like somewhere after the cowpox vaccine, which was the first one in, I believe, the 1880s, you know, because they're deriving something that is not natural. And, yeah, I totally agree with the last half of your show as far as talking about, you know, how they've created the cancer so that they can, you know, it's the Hegelian dialect. It's the problem, reaction, solution. They're just getting rid of petrochemical waste. Thank you, Bradley.
Yeah, you got me thinking there, John. You know what? What John just said, when he was bringing up the word cancer, I went over to Webster's 1828, and I thought to myself, I think John's onto something here. Cancer is the crab or crabfish, the genius of animals, okay? Having generally eight legs and two claws. Now, that's the first meaning. Number two, in astronomy, one of the 12 signs of the zodiac represented by the form of a crab. Number three, in medicine, a roundish, hard, unequal, scarious tumor of the glands, which usually accelerates, and it's very painful and generally fatal. So, John, you're onto something there, guy, and I totally appreciate it. I love when I get stuff like that. Thanks for that little nugget, my friend. I really, truly appreciate it. We're all learning. We will talk to you tomorrow. I have you for 2 hours, 1 to 3 Central Standard Time. Love you by what we do. We'll see you then. See ya.